Says the Kasha, Mash Bekir LeKron Tev Yuda, that the 11th one is brought for Shlomim. So how could we say before, the one that says Yemaisa goes according to Yuda? It's one Kasha. By the way, Yodimura says the Tanya, learn like this. Over the Tanya, in Min HaBokor, it possibly says in Min HaBokor, the Rabbi is Echados LeShlomim, that the 11th one is brought for Korm Shlomim. Yochel, I would have thought to say Shani Mabrafachi, that we have before in the Mishnah, when you make a mistake in number 9, you call 10, it's also Korov. Maybe number 9 is also Korm Shlomim. Or Mat, I'll tell you no. Usually when you have a korban, you can make the second one tmura from the first one. But it's only after you have the first one kodesh. Before you have the actual korban, you can't have another one from it. So this would be a sort of say, liachrov mekadesh, that afterwards is kodesh, means that the 11th one, that could get a kedusha shlomim. But not the 9th one, that the ma'is v'vein is not kodesh yet. And the klal is tam sifro, mani goes according to Yehuda. Ogtonia says clearly that Yab Yudah holds Min HaBokur is L'Rabach Echados L'Shlomim. It's a Reba to say that the 11th one is brought for Shlomim. So it's a Pella, how can we say before the Brisa that said that when you have 10 and 11 came out together, so the 10th is Mais and 11th one is the Shlomim. They're both Mesa. Why is it Mesa? According to Yab Yudah, it's Korav, it has Lach of Shlomim on it. So even though the Mishnah holds it's a little bit like a Tamura, they can't make a second one, but it itself about this Korav Shlomim. So then why both of them burnt? Adrab, according to Rabbi Yudah, should bring them both for carbon. So when it says true, Elarad, the Tirgamor Reb Shimon Reb Abba, Bitagam Reb Shimon Abba is like this, Kaimad Reb Yechanan, but Maise Bizmana Ze Askinan, this price that it says, Yemusu, is talking about Maise Beima Bizmana Ze today. Or Mishum Takola, like we once said before, that Mishum Takola, we're afraid if we leave the Maise Beima around, maybe you'll come to work with it, maybe you'll come to be Gozas. So therefore we tell them Yemaisu. That's the reason why. Rashi says, Bizman Azir, Leisril Hod the Rafun of the Yem of Reish Pirkan, the Ibn al-Nogam. It doesn't look like we had before. They hold, we're not knowing Maisa Bain rule together. Rather, he holds, we hold, we are knowing Maisa Bain, and the one you take out for Maisa Bain, the 10th one, or the 11th here, the halacha is you can't stop waiting until it becomes a balmum, which is what you should do, because now we're afraid maybe you work with them in between. So therefore the Eitzer is, according to him, is yield this man is there, you have to take off Maisa Beim, account 10, the 10th one is Kodesh. What do you do with it? Maisa, let it die. So that's the Shita. Before we had the beginning of the Perek, this man is there, we're not going altogether, we don't take out Maisa Beim, because we're afraid Mishum Takolo. But he also knows you have to take off Maisa Beim, and the way to get around, not to be afraid, you come to work with it, or because of it, is you have to let it die right away. It's half shown in the third man, the Yoma. It's at the Rabbon and the Kadin, while we let it be Mesa. Yeah. The Moihoch, if so, my Eritrei, why this only? Because two came out for the 10th one, now 10th and 11, Afilu Chad Nami, even if you just have one for number 10, a real Mesa Bein, will be the same Allah also, should be Yemaisu. So more says true, Loi Mi Boi Kome, it meant like this, Loi Mi Boi, not only Chad, the less life said, it is not such a loss if one has to die. Elatrei, but in a case where two of them came out for number 10 and they're both Kaddish, I would have thought to say maybe Kiva the Nefishim said there's a big loss here. Lishininu, maybe we should let him wait on the Nifl Beimum until the Mum comes about for Lichlinu and let him eat it. Kamashmon, that's the Kiddish know, to even so a machmer on him, Bishum Takolo, that both of them have to die. Itma will learn like this. What's going to be Yoimel Lishlucha? Somebody says to a Shliach, say the Esther Alai, I want you to go make off Trumas, take off Maisa Beima for me. Go down to my corral and take out the 10 animals and make the 10th one Truma, Maisa Beima. So Rav Papi Mishmei the Rav Amar, Korol Atshi, yes, that's the guy made a mistake, and number 9 he called 10. So Kaddish, it's also Kaddish. Well, Yechud also, see, he made a mistake called 11th one 10, ain't a Kaddish, that's not. Why? Because when he made number 9 Kaddish, what's the halacha? It's Kaddish, but you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum and you can eat it. So it's not such a loss for the owner, therefore he's nichu with it. But when you make the 10th one Kaddish, 11th one Kaddish, the Shlomim, you lose out the Chazav HaShoik, so that bothers the owner, like he never made you a Shliach to do that. For a proper Rambam, no, Afilu Kor L'Tshi Asiri and a Kaddish, even when you made a mistake with the 10th one, also it's not Kaddish. The Yomalei, the owner has a right to say, listen, L'Tkuni Shed Resich, I made you a Shliach to take off Ma'ase Beima to do it right. But L'Loi Lavos, not to do it wrong. So I meant only one to become Kaddish. You make the 9th one Kaddish, just like I never made you a Shliach, therefore it's not Chal. So Mer says, if so, Maishna, why is it different from the other time this that we learned? Hoi Malishlucha, somebody says to a Shliach, Say the term, go in my field and take off truma samaisa for my wheat. Term kadas balabais. You're supposed to take off truma the way the balabas tells you. There are different shirim. You can take off 150, 140, 160th. So you do the way the balabas told you. What's going to be in many, or else the way you think he would want. What's going to be in many of their dietary shabalabais? You don't know how much the balabas would want to take off. So term bebenis. The best thing is take off 150th. That's the middle way. What echad minun 150th. What's going to be pichas? So you took off one less. Or you heisav, so you took off a tenth more. Trumasa truma, still a tchal. So even though you made a mistake and did wrong for misdas, here we say it is a good shliach. And Bayas was saying, when you made a mistake, it's not a good shliach. And I'm going to answer you like this. Hosam, kivun dika the Torah b'ayin yofa. They're all different type of people. Some people take off 160th for maisa. Dika the Torah b'ayin raw. Some people take off only 140th for maisa. Amri, the shliach has a right to say, l'yocha yam daticha. This is the way I thought you were. So when he took off 160th or 140th, not a real mistake. He has a right to say, that's the way I thought you would want to do it, so I'm doing the way you want me to do it. But Ocher over here, when the Balabas made the Shliach and Shliach to take off Maisa Behemah, everybody knows the 10th one is Maisa, that's all. You have no business calling the 9th one 10. So Ocher Tusehi, you made a mistake here. Amri, so the Balabas has a right to say, Lo Yibor Lachot L'mita, you shouldn't have made this mistake. And therefore you have this Svara, Litzkun Yishad Vesich, I only appoint you to a Shliach to do something good, Lo Lavos, not to do something bad. Therefore, for the evils I never pointed you, therefore it's not chal. Some say also it's interesting, how come the end of the Masechta Becharis ends off the halachas of shlichus? So we make a shliach to make Maisa Behemah for you. From the pshat bechal of shlichus is that you see you can make somebody else do something for you. That means to say we have as kashrus, we're tied together one to another. We live the whole side of a Maisa Bechor, a bechal of a Bechor, the Masechta Becharis. Is the firstborn, you have to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To realize that we, a Jew, have his kashrus back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just alone, but we have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to give him back our rishis at the beginning, whether it's a behemah tamei, whether it's a behemah Torah, whether it's a bechor odom, pitin haben, all these nyan come to teach us that, like, we owe HaKadosh Atoiv back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this kashrus, the closeness we have to us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mechlav, we know this Kol Yisrael Revim Zel is there. We all have his kashrus to get this one big Kol Yisrael. So that's also the limit of Shlichus here, to realize that one person could do something for somebody else. We're all attached. We're all one big arm. We have his kashrus one to the other. Therefore, it's good while the end of Masechta Becharis sends off with this parasha of Shlichus. All right, we'll stop here.